In reading the comments on one of my latest videos, my March book haul, I realized that you guys love Pride and Prejudice just as much as I do, so I thought I had to film a video just talking about the book and its adaptations and my experiences reading it and just all about it, because I didn't even realize I was such a big fangirl of this book until I was like, oh yeah, I've like seen this adaptation 10 times. Yeah, thanks for commenting, guys. Lori says, I love Jane Austen. And Amy says, but yay, I love Pride and Prejudice. So I was like, whoa, everyone loves Pride and Prejudice. So Pride and Prejudice is a novel that was published on the 28th of January, 1813. It was written by Jane Austen, and it is set in Victorian England and centers around the main character, whose name is Elizabeth Bennet. She is the second oldest of five sisters, and her mom is obsessed with getting her and her sisters married off to men, because otherwise they will die old maids and lose their family fortune, which back in those days was the worst thing ever that could happen to you, at least as far as Elizabeth's mom is concerned. And lucky for them, a rich bachelor comes into town and brings his friends, and the book talks about relationships and Lizzie and her sisters as they, you know, deal with men. That might be a strange explanation, but I don't want to spoil it in case some of you guys have not read it. So I've heard this book called the first romantic comedy ever, which kind of makes sense. It does have like many romantic comedy tropes, and it definitely deals a lot with romance. So it's called Pride and Prejudice because it's all about people's opinions and impressions of each other. And actually it was first, its first title was First Impressions, but Jane Austen eventually decided not to go with that because there were other books that were called First Impressions that were recently published at the time. So that would be like someone coming out with a book called The Hunger Games, you know, it probably wouldn't work out so well because it's already been done. And when it was first published, it actually did like really well in Jane Austen's lifetime, which is sometimes doesn't happen. Sometimes you write something and it only becomes famous like after your death, which is kind of sad. But for Jane Austen, it was popular in her time. And it was so popular because people love romance. Who doesn't? Like, I mean, some people don't, obviously, but yeah, I've read that romance is like one of the key parts of storytelling along with tragedy and comedy. So Jane Austen got that down. I love this book so much. I first read it when I was like 14, so that would be like 5 years ago. Oh my gosh. I can't remember how I first heard about it, but I do remember that it was on a list of books that were like classics you should read before taking the SAT. This was back when I was obsessed with taking the SAT. You guys remember those days? Remember when I cared about examinations? Oh my gosh. Young Alex has no idea. Anyway, so yeah, I saw it on that list and I had heard about it, and so I picked it up. I first got the audiobook and like the reading was really like slow, and so I couldn't really get into it. Honestly, it took me like 5 tries to actually get into it because it's written in like very elaborate and flowery and complicated language, at least complicated for us, because it was written back in the Victorian era, back when everything was like really extravagant and elaborate, at least for like the wealthy white class, because the more like extravagant you were, it was a sign of your wealth, you know? So the language kind of mirrored the culture of the time. So it is very, for me at least, I found it hard to get into at first because of the writing. Finally, I managed to actually read it because I was reading it and then a cat that I was pet sitting fell asleep on my lap and I was like, I can't get up now, I have to keep reading. So I just kept reading, and once I got like into it enough, like in 100 pages in, some people say you should read every book at least 100 pages before you give up on it, but yeah, I don't know, take that as you will. But once I got into it, I was obsessed, I was hooked, I could not put it down. The cat left and I was still here, still reading it. I loved it so much. Oh my gosh, I can remember reading it the first time, like the fifth time more like, but like finishing it, and it was so good. You just have to get into it enough, and then once you're in the story, it's off and you get used to the language and it's just so good. Oh my god, I loved it so much. Anyway, so yeah, I read it way back then, and then actually, flash forward a few years, and in my grade 12 English literature class, we actually studied it. We didn't read the book. All we did was we like talked about it, and we also watched the 1995 BBC television drama. It's basically taking the book of Pride and Prejudice and making it into a TV show of 6 episodes. So we watched that in class. That was a great class, guys. I really enjoyed that class. Actually, I had seen this BBC drama the year before, so I was like already totally familiar with it. So basically, I watched it a second time in class, and then I'm pretty sure I've watched it like multiple times after that. Yeah, guys, like I said, I'm a bit obsessed. Anyway, so we watched it in class and we studied it, and that's where I found out that Pride and Prejudice is a satire. You know, as you can tell from like the first line, like it's sort of like a satirical look on relationships and how we judge one another. And yeah, I also found out that the book kind of parallels Jane Austen's life, because Jane Austen fell in love with someone who wasn't in her class, but the guy's parents didn't approve of her, so Jane actually never got to marry her true love, which is, I just found that really sad. So I decided to tell you. I'm sorry. Anyway, so although I had already seen the drama because I had heard about it the year before I had heard about it from a friend who was in the year above me, who was in that class, and she told me that they were watching it, so I was like, ooh, I have to watch this. So I watched it like the year before, and then I watched it in class. Even though I had seen it, I still really enjoyed watching it again, especially since some of my classmates had never like heard about the story. So it was, I found it really entertaining to like hear their reactions. They were like, oh, and I was like, hee. Anyway, it's a really good story, guys. Yes, I really enjoyed the BBC televised version of Pride and Prejudice. It was made in 1995, and it was really good because rather than a movie, it can like really go into the details and like the different chapters. Oh, I want to watch it again talking about it. It's just like, it can go detailed because it has so much time, you know? Another adaptation of Pride and Prejudice is the 2005 film starring Keira Knightley. I love this film. Some people don't like it, but I mean, some people don't like every film. I love this film so much. This is basically just like a Hollywood version of Pride and Prejudice. And I love this film. I used to like rewatch the romantic scenes because I was such a sap. Like, oh my god, bless my heart. I really enjoyed this version. I thought Darcy in this version was so gorgeous, and I also really like Bingley in this version because he's like such a dork in this film. If you've seen it, you know he's like a ginger, and at the time I had like a huge weakness for gingers because I was obsessed with Ed Sheeran when I watched this, and so I loved Bingley in this. And yeah, I love this movie. It's like very romantic. Oh my god. Another adaptation that I have seen like multiple times is the Lizzie Bennet Diaries. The Lizzie Bennet Diaries are here on YouTube. It's basically taking the Pride and Prejudice story and putting it into vlog form. So it's Lizzie, the main character, but just talking about her life through vlogs. It's so genius. It's a concept made up by Hank Green. I talk about Hank all the time. Like, you guys probably think I'm obsessed with him. I just think he's so smart. So yeah, Hank came up with this concept, and the Lizzie Bennet Diaries have won like an Emmy, so they're really good. I love them so much. I've seen them like several times. They're just really entertaining, and it's like a production. It has real actors, and the actors are so good. And it's a very modernized style of Pride and Prejudice. So it's like taking Pride and Prejudice and putting it into the modern day in vlog form. It's just genius. I love it so much. I want to watch it again, but I haven't seen it in years. Oh my god. Anyway, highly recommend that. As for book adaptations, there are so many adaptations of Pride and Prejudice, like literally if you go on Wikipedia, there's like a huge list. Back in 2016, I read Longbourn by Jo Baker, which is an adaptation written in 2013, and it sort of takes the Pride and Prejudice story but looks at it from the point of view of the servants in the Bennet's household. But it doesn't really focus on the Pride and Prejudice story. That's like kind of in the background. It shows up occasionally. It's mostly focused on the servants and the maids' story and their lives. And although some parts of the maids' lives sort of parallel the Pride and Prejudice story, it is definitely its own novel and its own story, which I really appreciated. I love Longbourn a lot. Another adaptation series that I like just recently remembered, I totally forgot that I read about that I read these. It's a YA series, and it's called The Mother-Daughter Book Club by Heather Vogel Frederick. It is about these like teenage girls who have a book club with their mom, and every book of the series has a different classic that the moms and daughters read. So in the first one, they read Little Women, and in one of the books in the series, the girls read Pride and Prejudice, and that book in the Mother-Daughter Book Club series is called Pies and Prejudice. So there's a little mention of Pride and Prejudice in there. I love that series so much. I haven't read it in a while and I didn't finish it, but I remember really enjoying it. So if you're like young and you want a Pride and Prejudice adaptation. Highly recommend those. Yeah, I remember really liking those, although I didn't finish them for some reason, so maybe I didn't like them as much as I thought. Or maybe not all of them had been published at the time. So those are all the adaptations I'm going to talk about today. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Let me know your experiences with Pride and Prejudice. How did you first hear about it? What was your experience reading it? Did it take you 5 tries like me, or were you a lot better than me and did you just get right into it? Let me know. I'd love to hear. And what other adaptations should I see? I have heard of Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, but I've never read it or seen it. I know it's a film now. I don't know. I've never read it. I'm not really huge into zombies. Although I did love In the Flesh. Have any of you guys ever seen this? It's a TV show. It's set in this small town where some people become zombies and then they're like recovering now and they're kind of isolated and they're shunned by the community. And I really, really love that show, but it got canceled. So I was really sad when it got canceled. But my point is, I'm not really that huge into zombie stories. But if Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is good, let me know and maybe I'll check it out, because Lord knows I love Pride and Prejudice, so I'll probably at least like it. Anyway, thanks for watching, guys, and I will see you in my next video. Bye!